these are the blues chords, or some really cool blues chords that you can play in blues songs. They're a little fancier than the regular chords that you may use. And regular chords that you may use is simply any major chord, just play a seventh instead. So if you're playing in the key of A, your 1, 4, and 5 would be A7, D7, and E7. However, blues guitarists tend to use other chords, extensions of those chords, and it sort of gives it a jazzier sound. The two chords that we covered in this class were the G9 and the C9. So let's take a look at those two. Up on the very first page on blues chords, on that first line, all the way to the far right, you'll see a G9 chord. You'll see also the way you can finger that up on top of the chord diagram. But once you finger that, with your first finger on the fifth string, second fret, third finger on the fourth string, third fret, second finger on the third string, second fret, and pinky on the second string, third fret, when you strike those four notes on the inside, that's a G9 chord. Now you can strum down, and you notice when you get to that first string, it should be kind of canceled out or muted, because your first finger is just really the palm of that, where it's meeting the palm and the finger is kind of probably muting it. That's okay. We just want those four notes. There's also, to find the root note for this particular shape of a chord, well, let's take a look at the shape, because if you notice, your first, second, and third finger are playing a D chord shape, just on the fifth, fourth, and third strings. That's kind of handy if you're learning this chord. Just throw a D shape down with your first finger aiming at that fifth string at the second fret, and you'll have most of the chord. Then add your pinky, which just falls right into place on the second string. There's your G9. But how do we know that this is a G9 if there's no G note in the root? Well, you have to imagine where the G note is. And that is right on the third string at the third fret. So it's sort of like next to that first finger, just the other string over and one fret up. There's the G note. We're not playing it. You have to sort of imagine where that is if you want to get a G9. If I was to move this up to a C9, take the same shape, move it up to the 7th fret. Now, that is a C9, and I'm playing it the same way I was playing that G9, the same shapes. But my root note is on the 6th string, 8th fret. There's a C note. So the C9 chord is played one fret behind that. I move it up 2 frets. There's my D9. So that's the chord that we worked with when we were playing some blues. You can strum that chord. Rhythm. You can use many other rhythms, but just don't play it like a folk singer. That's not going to work in the blues. That's your surest way of getting fired on any blues gig. Let's take a look at one. I don't know if we covered this one in class, but this is a good one to know. This is on that same top line. We're covering a C9 shape. This is a little bit more difficult. With this one, you've got to take your... I usually put my third finger down first, barred at the third fret, first three strings. The next finger to get in place is your first finger on the fourth string, second fret. The toughest finger to get into place at this point is your second finger. I usually, you know, it's kind of hard to get that that real curve that you're going to need to get in order to get that fourth string. But don't worry about it. You want to basically get about that sound. Even if the fourth string is muted a little bit, it's going to be okay for now. My second finger on the fifth string, that's playing a C note. So in this chord, we do have a root note. There's our C. If I take this shape and I move it up two frets, I have a D. And what's nice about this chord is the fact that I can combine it with the first chord we just learned, the G9, at the second fret. There's our G9 in the key of G. It's our one chord. Now play the C9 with this new shape. Your first finger's also at the second fret. Move that shape up two frets. There's our five chord, the D9. So we have the one chord, the G9, with that little D shape that you just learned. Then the C9 with your third finger barring. And the D9. There's your 1, 4, and 5 right there. Those other nice little chords that you can put into a blues song. You will see other chords on this chart. You can use them. Each one has the fingering right above. They're all excellent chords to learn and